I think Clay's probably crapped in his pants by now because they realize that it's way too much work for them, for him, you know, to find us all. I really am not surprised that the FCC isn't trying to shut us down, given how much work it is for them. They can find us pretty quickly, but going through the legal processes of getting a warrant and, like, getting the marshals and, like, all that, it's just, like, not shit they want to do when they know that you're going to go away for a while. It's like, sometimes people who do, like, direct action or lockdowns or banner hangs or whatever will, like, do their banner hangs, and the police are just kind of like, eh, they'll leave eventually, and then they don't do anything. Well, I mean, the signal is, like, deed propaganda, you know? I mean, its very existence definitely proves it proves what even the Clear Channel engineers know, which is that they're lying through their teeth when they say there aren't room for these stations. And, I mean, once you start exposing, you know, endemic lies that are kind of being fed to us from the powers on high, you know, it starts to, like, open up people's minds a lot. And radio is such a, like, friendly thing for that, you know? You can be like, look, you could be on the radio. Have something on the radio, you know? Like, what do you want to hear on the radio? You know, like, giving people that control, I think, is super important. I definitely think that now that the Mosquito Fleet is assembled and we have experience for this, we're taking the experience and we'll be able to, you know, just assemble Mosquito Fleets all the time, you know? One of the hardest things is usually rolling into a city and finding locations, you know, finding people who are willing to take that little risk that the feds might come knocking on their door. And the locals here in Seattle really did an amazing job of that before we all got here. That part was totally nailed down, no problems. And I know that that's a ton of work. It's really possible. It's great practice for us. It's great practice for the movement. And we're going to do it. I think we're definitely going to continue to do it in the future.